I ain't slipping, man. I'm slipped.
One advice people give us all the time that I really hate is this. Oh, brother, you shouldn't even worry about that right now. Whatever you complain about, they say this. You shouldn't even worry about that, bro. You should be focused on building an empire. And it is not even only one group saying this. This line of thinking is echoed throughout the entire manosphere. They heard this line and they keep repeating this. Oh, bro, just build an empire. No, you can't build an empire. At least 95% of people listening to your advice cannot and will not be one of those people building an empire. Oh, you wanna feel like you have any worth, any value in this life as a man? Then just build an empire, bruh. Or you can't complain. How about now? I am not going to build an empire and I am gonna complain all the same. How about that?
In today's society, where do we look for the highest quality of women?
Bro, you are asking that question to the worst guy. Worst possible guy. Myron is dating women from sugar daddy websites. He's unmarried. Oh, Myron, how do you find high quality women? That is the thing. He doesn't. He doesn't find high quality women himself. He never did. In fact, he never did. He admitted.
In a way, you do. What? The reverse passport bro method. Well, when was the last time you had a girlfriend prior to Angie?
Not really.
Because no. You've never had a girlfriend in your life until you dated a foreign girl.
Not like, yeah. But
case fucking closed.
No.
Case fucking closed. You never had a girlfriend or a serious relationship until you met a foreigner.
But had I not met Angie, I wouldn't have left.
Admitted to never having a girlfriend before his channel blew up. I mean, if you want that quality, you can find that quality for a couple hundred an hour. Maybe less, depending where you're at.
We're both 18.
What?
Yeah. We're both 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Swear.
We do social media. We're filming.
Yeah, we make content.
You know, be the quality that you want them to be. Like, where do we find the quality women?
You know what, dude? I'll be honest with you. I don't even think you should have any business dating right now.
Age 18 is exactly when you should be dating, dude. Because every passing year that you don't, it is going to get harder. If you can't find that quality woman at your age, at 18, you never will. Chances are you never will, bro. Any woman you are going to get in later stages of your life is going to be with you for your money, for material possessions, for that lifestyle you can provide for her. Not because she is truly attracted to you. And funny enough, the advice Myron gives to these guys is going to do the opposite of finding them a high quality woman. Age 18 is when you should be dating, brother. Because certain experiences are supposed to be had at certain times. At 25, during your mid-20s and late 20s, most women your age will already have a certain level of trust issues, heartbreaks, will have dated multiple men, while you are still gonna be an emotional teenager. Is that what you want? And I know you are gonna say, oh, yeah, bro, when I am 25, I will go for younger women. And that is the thing, bro. It won't be as easy. When you hit those ages, age 25 and older, and search for an 18-year-old, you will be labeled as a creep. If you want to date an 18-year-old, as a, let's say, 26, 27-year-old dude, people will try to bury you under a prison. They are going to call you vicious and vile names. And if you say you just want a virgin girlfriend, just like yourself, then they are going to call you unreasonable. Oh, dude, you deserve to be lonely with this attitude, with this unreasonable expectation. They are gonna call you unreasonable, bro. Trust me, I've been there.
Yeah.
I think you should be building up an empire and like you know, building up your last name so that a woman one day will want to take that last name.
For sure.
Red pillars always echo this sentiment. Oh bro, don't worry about dating right now. Just worry about building an empire. So that one day, hopefully, a woman will want to have your last name. You will finally be worthy of a woman. Those guys, Tate, Fresh and Fit, and the rest of their ilk, are the biggest gynocentrist you will ever see. Never pay attention to what they claim to be. Look at what they preach. And the implications of what they preach. Not necessarily what they say and preach, but the implications of that. Oh, just build an empire so that you can have a last name. That a woman can make the bank by taking it off later. That is what he's telling those guys. And of course, that is assuming they can build an empire in the first place, which is a big if, very big if. Dedicate your youth to building an empire so that a woman will finally want to take that last name one day and subsequently take that last name off for the maximum payout in the divorce court. That is the problem, man. You are leading these oofy doofies to the slaughterhouse, bro. what they should be doing is improving their looks at that age and trying to date. I'm not saying don't do anything else with your life. Sure, go to college, pursue a career, but putting off dating just to build an empire is such a bad advice for the vast majority of men, not only these two. Not to mention, it is not even feasible. It is not feasible, guys. There is another thing that bothers me. People act like, oh, just build an empire, brother. Only 1 in 100 will be able to do that. Even that. No matter how much time and effort you put into it. So 99% likelihood, you are setting them up so that those guys will spend years putting off dating only to end up as a wager agent, making what, 60k a year at age 30, with no real life experience, with no real dating experience. 30-year-old emotional teenager, if you will. That's where his advice is going to take you. I mean, just the other day, there was news. Now, college graduates have the same unemployment rate as non-graduates. I mean, even getting an education doesn't give you an edge these days. You need more. I really feel for you guys, man. I really feel for the new generation of high school kids. You guys have it worse. Dude, when I finished my degrees and entered the job market for a full-time position 10 years ago, things were absolutely nowhere near as bad as now. STEM oversaturation wasn't as bad. Outsourcing existed, sure, but nowhere near the same levels as today. AI wasn't replacing positions left and right. And despite all that, despite all the relative advantages I had compared to you guys today, still like job hunting, interviews. It was such a soul-sucking experience, man. Dark times. Because obviously I didn't have the connections. I had to go through the interview ringer. If I graduated now, dude, it is straight to hammer and videos. 7-hour-long TFM live streams in the background while playing video games. It would be that. Graduating now, I can't even imagine. I feel for you guys, man. The new generation of sub-5s have it worse than I did. And I had it horrible. You guys really were born in the possibly the worst time as a male. Like, forget about the sub-5. Even the average male is dealing with this. People say, oh, dude, trades. Sure, trades will be a safer choice to find a job. But then again, people act like trades is some sort of cheat code where you are going to get infinite money glitch. Free money out of the sky. Where you don't need dedication and proper work ethic. No, bro. I mean, is it better than just wasting 4 or 5 years in college and start wage slaving for barely above minimum wage? Yes. But if you are not well connected or lucky, get lucky, it is going to take years, years of hard work and dedication before you get to build an empire. You will already be 30, 35. And that is if everything goes according to the plan. The best case scenario. One of my childhood friends didn't go to uni, for example. Started working at his father's barbershop. Now he's doing fine. He didn't have to waste 4 years at college. For what? I mean, even STEM degrees are getting saturated. You are competing against offshore workers and AI. So yeah, honestly, man, I am telling you, trades might be the move in 2025. But it ain't free money out of sky. You still need a lot of hard work and dedication. Or just start your own business and make mad money. Easier said than done. Even if you have a great idea, you will still need capital and luck on your side. Especially if it is a red ocean market where you are going to be competing against a lot of people like you. It is tough, man. If you are not born to wealth, if you are not a good lifer with family connections, if you don't know people in high places, it is basically GG as far as your life script goes. And following the manosphere advice will only make you one of those useful idiots contributing to their system. Of course, they want a world where only men with money have access to women. It only means more power for them, while you are going to be spending your 20s working, trying to build an empire. The advice they give will only make the system crush you even harder. I am not even only talking about fresh and fit. You can add pretty much every major manosphere figure. Tate, Chris Williamson, Jordan Peterson, dime a dozen, nearly all of them.
Be the person that your mom thinks you are.
What if your mom thinks you are a piece of shit? What then, bro? I mean, my mom didn't say that out loud, but she didn't have to. Always compared me to others. Oh, the son of my friend is running a company. He's a CEO. If you are a loser, your mom knows that you are a loser. And my parents don't even hate me. But I know deep down, they see me as a disappointment. Whenever I visit them, you can just sense the awkward vibe in the air. My dad was raising children when he was my age. Already had bought his house. I know he doesn't respect me. Same with my mom. She probably loves me, but she doesn't really respect me like that. That is why I'm just better off on my own, talking to you guys at night. The only time I can truly be myself. This is as good as life is gonna get for me. And I have made my peace with it.
Everybody's got challenges. Everybody's got things that they're struggling with. Man up. The world is as easy and convenient as it's ever going to be. And you're complaining about the fact that, oh, the existential weight of f-ing living. Everybody's got that. Everybody has to face this stuff.
I don't think there's enough people saying man up.
The world is as easy and convenient as it's ever going to be.
He said, I don't think there's enough people saying man up. Comedian. That's literally what everybody's telling us. Oh, man up, grow a pair. Oh, the world is as easy as it's ever been for young people. That's another lie. Just cause we have phones now, it doesn't mean anything. Yes, financial economic mobility has eased up a bit because of the tech. I will concede that. Before the internet, it was pretty much impossible. If you were not exceptionally good looking. But now I know some sub-5s in this very community who became millionaires just because they invested in crypto. Those guys would have to slave away for minimum wage if this was 20 years ago. That is true, but for the 99% who couldn't do that, the 99% who stayed in the same middle class, our real life conditions got worse. Oh, life is as convenient as it's ever gonna get. You have these smartphones, dude. Yes, Zoomers maybe can afford smartphones now. But they can't afford houses. They can't afford to live on their own. Can't afford to support their family comfortably on a single salary. That is a lot worse.
All women, on some scale, are doing what Bonnie Blue is doing. However, Bonnie Blue is just the best at it. Let me ask you a question. If a man walks into Starbucks and steals a chocolate bar, he's a thief. And if a banker manages to liquidate a ton of stock illegally, he's a thief. But people will sit there and argue that the banker is somehow worse because of how much he stole. I wouldn't argue there's a difference in morality. There's a difference in capability. She is very good at what she's decided to do. Get a media empire, get rich, let everyone know your name, and get paid. Why are you going out to the pub, getting drunk, and meeting a man who's funny, and getting f***ed in a toilet for free?
And of course, Tate is doing it too. Tate wants women to be like Bonnie Blue. He thinks, not only thinks, but pushes the idea that any woman who isn't like Bonnie Blue, who is dating a man not rich like him, is a loser, is a sucker. Because it would actually prove them wrong, prove Tate's and Red Pillar's teachings wrong.
Did you grow up ugly?
Every man does. Men really don't blossom until they're older anyway, because the things that make us attractive take time to acquire.
Those guys, people with Tate's mindset, genuinely hate any man who isn't rich, but still get mad love from women. They harbor a visceral hatred for that type of man. If you ever been around nightclubs, if you ever get to know those tricksters, they often have a visceral envy for normal looking dudes who don't have a VIP section, who can barely afford drinks but have attractive girls next to them. They truly hate those guys. Like, I knew an ethnic guy who would go to clubs often. He would reserve a VIP section in those clubs. He would go there with glorified Eastern European escorts he was paying. And one time I could attend, since he asked me to. I mean, I had never been to VIP section before. That also played a role. I wanted to see what it was like. And during that time, I was also Normie Maxing, guys. That was during my Normie Maxing years. So I agreed to go with them. Guys, I wish I could record that night. Like, you should have seen the scene, bro. The negative vibe was insane. And hostage scene, it felt like. With the girls there giving smiles faker than a $3 bill. And then the night went on. The dude was so bitter, bro. He was looking at other guys at the club with girls next to them. And the guy was fuming. Yeah, bro, what the girls even seen those guys? We are in the VIP section. Why do they date those losers? He was legit mad at that. He was looking down on everyone, acting like a king, just because his father was rich. Of course, at the time, I said something like, oh, bro, they must be smooth talkers. You gotta have the match, the game. I couldn't say, you are the loser, dude. You blew all that money on the VIP section, on these hostage-looking escorts, and those girls still chose him, not you. He knew he had to pay three fake blondes to sit there with him, giving fake smiles. Meanwhile, lesser dudes, lesser in his mind, of course, lesser dudes were getting the real deal, real affection. Because in his mind, the only thing women prioritized was money. And that made him superior to all the other men in the club. Guys, I wish I could have recorded that. Those three Romanian girls paid were sitting there like hostages. Tate is similar to that guy. He genuinely wishes that every woman was like Bonnie Blue. If Tate was a woman, he would be Bonnie Blue. He can talk shit about feminism and promiscuity all he wants. Doesn't matter. Oh, Bonnie is what the Matrix wants. When in reality, Bonnie is the last person he should be shaming. Because she's the personification of Tate's advice and worldview. Escape the Matrix at all costs. Don't date loser average men, aka sell your soul to money. If Tate brothers were born as female instead of male, they would live exactly like Bonnie Blue, trying to go viral and build an empire the easiest way possible, which is, of course, putting their body up for sale. Bonnie is the personification of what Tate has been telling people to become.
Yeah. It's your body, your choice, right? This is the world we now live in. This is the end result of feminism. You are the perfect end result of feminism. In the world I believe in the conservative, traditionally masculinely ruled world, a man would be in charge of his daughters until they're handed over to their husbands or boyfriends, and there would be a degree of masculine guidance. But feminism didn't want that.
He doesn't believe in conservative values. He believes in getting rich by any means necessary, with no regard for any moral value. There is no moral values he believes in other than getting rich. He can say whatever to appease the politics coppers on Twitter. Those dudes cheering on Tate don't understand that Tate is actively contributing to their unfortunate predicament. He's increasing the effect of that degenerate life, increasing the 63% number. Anything you complain about, Tate is working actively to make it worse. His defense of, oh, I am only living like this because this is what feminists wanted. I am just playing the game by the rules. That is a cop. You really think he would rather live in the 50s and work a factory job with a wife at home instead? He would choose this life, degenerate but rich life he has, 50 times over leading a conservative life where he is living with his wife and children, just like the dude next door. Now, you can say, you can make a point that, yeah, morals don't exist anymore. Those are relics of the past. He did the right thing. Now, there is a different argument. There is a different case. But people need to understand that he is not any of those things he claims to be. None of those guys are. Maybe he did the right thing for himself, for the benefit of himself, but not for the benefit of any other man. Oh, I am just trying to save men. No, he ain't. He only saving himself.
I before used to think, oh my God, I really want kids. I want a family. But it's because I was so naive to what else was open to the world. I just thought, okay, I need to get married. I need to, you know, have children. I need to get a good job. And that was what I thought life was. And then I was like, there's so much more to life rather than just staying in that. I'm like, where's your life? Why are you not focusing on yourself? Like, look in the mirror. You're fat. Go and do something about it. Your teeth have that much plaque on it. Like, you're fucked. Like, there's no way out for you.
Guys, I can personally guarantee you this. Tate respects Bonnie more than he respects his oofy-doofy victims. The way he and she see the world and live is the same. Exactly the same. Getting rich by taking the money of low-IQ, sexually-deprived men. The advice you are gonna get from those dudes will only make the life worse for the 99% of men. Maybe you will be thinking, oh bro, I am gonna be in that 1%. That's a good thing, Rehab. 1%, I will be in there. But 95% of those people who think they are going to be the top G also end up becoming a stepping stone for people like Andrew Tate. Don't be a free agent in life.